Now, when you treat these patients, what are the side effects and toxicities?
They haven't really changed. I would say that over the last 20 years of using it, we're giving a lot less drug, but still seeing the same level of response. But, you know, they almost all become hypotensive, oliguric, rising creatinine. Those are the main things. Skin toxicity with rash and then itching. Some have GI toxicity. Some eat their way through the week. But it's mostly the warm shock kind of effect. But, you know, we've been doing this so long that it's so predictable. And we rarely have toxicities that require major intervention, such as an arrhythmia or neurotoxicity. And certainly we haven't had anybody have any permanent damage to any organ system.
When a patient says to you, you know, what's my quality of life going to be sort of globally? You know, am I going to be out of work and for how long? And what's it going to be like? What do you say?
With interleukin 2, they're generally, it's a 2-week treatment with a week in between, and then a week following the second week to recover, so at least a month out of your life. And some people, it takes another, you know, a couple of weeks or a month to get really feeling strong enough. I would say by the end of the 4 weeks, they're at about 60%, maybe 70%, and by another week, they're at 85 to 90%. And then they feel well. You know, I mean, in general, they feel well. I mean, I won't treat somebody who's got rapidly growing disease because I don't think immunotherapy will capture them. I think those people need targeted therapy to stop the disease. But if they've got slow growing, indolent, you know, the typical renal cell, then I think IL-2 is worth a try.